From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. One of the co-founders of the We Said Enough movement against sexual harassment at the California Capitol says she was fired from her job because of her activism. Capitol Public Radio's Bob Moffett reports.
Alicia Lewis co-authored the We Said Enough letter. When it was published in October, she was a lobbyist specializing in women's health and equality for the law group Wilkie Flurry in Sacramento. Micah Star Liberty is Lewis's attorney.
She told her immediate supervisor about her participation on her own time in the We Said Enough movement. She received some comments that caused her concern. Her supervisor wondered aloud what kind of blowback Ms. Lewis would get from the firm for having participated.
Lewis's attorney says she was called into a meeting a week later and was fired.
For an employer and a law firm to attempt to silence an employee for speaking out, it goes against what we should be doing as a culture and what employers should be doing at this moment.
Wilkie Flurry and its managing partner are the defendants in the suit, which was filed in Sacramento Superior Court. It alleges retaliation. Lewis claims in the suit that she felt forced to reveal details of being sexually harassed while an employee with the firm and also with the previous employer. A statement from Wilkie Flurry says in part, quote, "Our firm fully supports the movement to address sexual harassment and adamantly denies any suggestion we have mistreated any employee for his or her involvement in such movement," unquote. In Sacramento, I'm Bob Moffett.
Well, Californians who want to add a swimming pool to their home in 2018 will need to include at least two safety features to protect children from drowning. A new state law that went into effect January 1 requires new and remodeled pools to have a second feature, such as an alarm, a fence, or a cover. State law since 1998 has required just one layer of protection. The new law would also require home inspectors to record in their reports which safety features, if any, are present when a home is sold. Drowning is the leading cause of death for California children ages 1 to 4. Find these and other stories, plus a link to more new California laws going into effect this month at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.